Sounds good.
Y'all are good.
Y'all are good.
And howdy, folks. Welcome to another episode of Flush Twice, the movie, a podcast. I'm Brian, joined as always by Rob.
Hey, Brian.
I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
If we had listeners,
that would kill. Dude, there'd be shirts in the press already. We have little kids in China making shirts right now already that say...
Me in a bandana and it says, not even a tank top, like a muscle shirt.
Yeah, muscle shirt. And it says, how are you, Brian? And then on the back it says,
I'm fine.
Hot off the presses.
Off the presses. Like pancakes. Like a newspaper.
Yeah. Pancake presses.
You know, I just got, not me directly, but someone in my household, my platonic man friend who I live with, which does make it sound gay.
Which part? The platonic part or the man?
Yeah, the platonic part. Because, you know, everyone has sex with their friends. Yeah. he got a mini donut maker.
Ah.
So we were going to put pancake batter in that and make a...
Yeah, but wouldn't it make it blow up a little bit?
Make pancake donuts. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Yeah. But we also got an electric griddle.
Ah.
So that I'm excited for.
Yeah.
For some nonstick pancake action.
Yeah, you could do anything on those things. I got that from my dad for Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's like a grill attachment.
How does that work? Because I had one of those.
Well, you just attach it to the grill, hence the word attachment.
Nice. Yeah. And you can grill like chicken on it and shit?
Well, it's like a griddle like will be in the back of the diner. You know what I mean? So when my dad has it, he's outside. I'm just going to be yelling at him. I need two sunny side up hammies with a hold the political correctness. That's an item on the menu.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you call mayonnaise in at your diner.
What?
Political correctness.
Yeah.
Can I have some of that Chipotle political correctness?
Can I get a Bob, Larry, and Tommy hold the political correctness? You know what that is?
No.
It's BLT.
BLT.
Well, see what I did there. Bob, Larry, and Tommy. B, L. Can you guess the last part?
T? Tomato?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're making strides.
Yeah. I'd love to have a... I don't know if I'd love to have a diner. I'd like to have a restaurant, a bar restaurant.
It's probably a lot harder to have a bar restaurant than have a diner.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to do much to advertise a diner. It's a diner. You know what you're getting.
It's a diner.
Yeah.
I just lost a diner by me that was a great diner.
Yeah.
Of course, I've only been in this neighborhood for a couple years, but it was a great, reliable old diner. This diner had been there for 100 years.
Really?
Or some bullshit like that. I don't know. And the lease was up, and they just did it.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I have a very special place in my heart for this diner because I saw the actor Kevin Corrigan in there three times.
Wait, is that the one that we went to that time?
Yeah.
That place closed down?
It's done. Yeah, it's gone.
Damn.
Gone.
That place was good. It was a good diner. What would you say is like the litmus of a good diner? Like a consistent diner. I would say burger.
It's a burger. The breakfast.
It's so hard to fuck up a breakfast.
Right, it's like it just can't be bad. And then what separates you from like an average diner to be a great diner is the potatoes, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. I mean, what would you say? Like potato, like mash.
Good breakfast home fries.
Yeah, I mean, which ones do you like? Do you like the ones that are like diced, or do you like a?
I don't like a hash.
No.
No. Yeah, I'm.
I like hash.
You know, chop it up, throw some. I don't know. I like when there's some color to it. Little paprika.
Yeah. Peppers and onions.
Peppers and onions.
I hate that shit. Oof. So stupid.
It's great. Mix that into your egg and some toast.
I think that if we opened a diner, we like no women under the age of like 35 can work there.
No.
I want old beaten down women working at my diner. Not physically beaten down, but physically beaten down by life.
Right.
You know?
And what they get into outside of the workplace is up to them.
That's fine. If you get beat up outside, that has nothing to do with me.
No.
I think that like if you work at a diner and you're a woman, you have to smoke when you take the order.
Mm-hmm. We'll be a full smoking diner.
Yeah. But only the waitresses.
Right.
And the cooks.
And no one there.
Yeah.
So I think we're still like legally, I think that's cool.
Well, the patrons aren't smoking.
No, right. It's just part of the flavor.
Exactly.
The texture of the place. We need some old, old looking booths.
Yeah. I want you to be able to touch the wall and like your finger does not come off that easy.
No, there's some grease. There's some sticky. I mean, there's some syrup.
Yeah, cigarette.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah, right? Nothing makes you hungrier than a cigarette.
Where was I going with that? Diner. No, something specifically about diners. Like if we had a diner.
Would it be one of those sing and dance diners?
That's what I was going to ask,
like
yes.
Like the Starlight Cafe or whatever the fuck.
Well, I wasn't going to go as that far, but are you a fan of the juke in the diner?
Yeah, like the ones at your table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's essential. I think it's a very big part of a diner experience.
And it can't work.
You know what used to piss me off? So John Mulaney has that bit where he's like, I used to go to the diner and mm-hmm. play What's Up, Pussycat?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a funny bit, but the problem was I used to do that with my friends, mm-hmm. and we would only play Dancing Queen.
Yeah, I think you told me about that.
So it was just like, I just felt like he robbed me of my own experience, because now I can never talk about it. People are just going to be like, you did John Mulaney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You sound like the robot from Power Rangers.
Alpha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ay, 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 John Mulaney.
Yeah. I mean, if they ever do a new Power Rangers movie, John Mulaney has to play Alpha.
You know, Bill Hader did it in the last one.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Is Alpha a girl or a boy?
He's a robot. They're a robot.
You backed yourself into a corner there, Brian. Well, me and my friends...
I hope there's a dildo on that wall.
Yeah, I would hope. Yeah. What me and my friends do is we'll play... you know, like the Touch Tunes app? They have it in like lot of bars. So you have like access to like anything within like a 15-mile radius. You have an access to any bar mm-hmm. in the 15-mile radius of you. So we'll play... are you familiar with Gigi Allen?
Of course.
Yes. We'll play... is it Bite It, You Scum by Gigi Allen?
I cannot name one song by Gigi Allen, but I'm very familiar with
I think
who
it
he
goes
is as
like,
a person.
You want me to kiss your ass? That's like the opening line. And the chorus is, Bite It, You Scum! And we'll play that in like a bar on like a... Like there will be people that only...
And you're not even there?
No, we're not even there. Well, like sometimes like when my friends are bored, if we're together, we'll just play it. It'll be like a Thursday at like 3 p.m. And like if you're in a bar... a Thursday at 3 p.m.
I love to...
Listening to Gigi Allen is not really your biggest problem.
No, it's not. There's a bar we like to go to. Like, we'll go to like a brunch or something. We always end up at the same bar after. Mm-hmm. If we're doing a little day drinking on the weekends. It's a nice place. And it always gets to when it switches over from like day crowd to people start to come in for sort of like their pre-nighttime extravaganza. Mm-hmm. And it's around like 5, 6 o'clock, like it starts to fill in. We've been on the TouchTune app pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
So we have all these credits, and then it becomes, how do we ruin everyone else's day here?
I love doing that.
Because they ruined our day by
showing up,
taking the bartender away from us. So we played Christmas Shoes a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God. Multiple times?
We could hear people just go, this is sad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I mean, it's Christmas. You know, yeah. Come on. But yeah, I'll always think of that. How can I ruin people's day and just play songs that people never heard of?
Yeah, another one that we do, same boat, ruining people's day. We'll play when we're not there or when we are there. It's better when you are there because you could see people looking around like, what the fuck? There's a song by the Dead Kennedys called, I think it's the Dead Kennedys. Don't fucking quote me. It's called Too Drunk to Fuck.
I think it is the Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, I think Gigi Allen does it too. But self-explanatory. The whole song is... talking about how you're too drunk to fuck.
Yeah, I love to just be at the bar at like 6 p.m. Everyone's having a nice, just a nice little Saturday, and you just blast like Black Flag.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the
I got a six-pack and nothing to do. I got a six-pack. I don't know the rest.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't even think Henry Rollins knows at this point. But yeah, that's fun. I was at this bar. So again, it was like a couple weeks before Christmas. So then everyone just started playing Christmas music.
Yeah. Which is a little annoying.
Were getting in on it by playing the weird. So I was playing like, you know, Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know that one.
Stuff like that. That's the I think the Ramones did it or the But like other people have covered it too.
Yeah.
And you were playing stuff like that. And then there was a guy. This is always the time of day at the bar where there's a dude there that just needs to talk to somebody.
Oh, I hate it.
So this guy got up. There was a woman sitting next to me. We actually moved so she could have a conversation with another gentleman who was there. This lady gets up. This guy moves the chair to the other side of the bar. He's like, this lady's not sitting next to me anymore.
So they're the same person, just a different.
I guess so.
Okay.
So this guy, and then he sits down next to me and just goes, MTA raised the price to $3.
Did they?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I go, that's crazy.
That's an icebreaker, though. Because you're automatically going to go, are you serious?
I'm in. And he was from Korea, and he went on a whole unprompted tirade about, and this is a quote, how American cunt is just not as good as Korean cunt.
Like saying, like pussy?
Yeah, he just kept calling it cunt.
Oh, okay.
Which was interesting.
Yeah.
And this was went on for like 10, 15 minutes. He said, but we got some good pointers. So if you're listening out there, you're a young, strapping bachelor.
Yeah. Don't go for no more American cunt, pals.
You got to talk to the cunt. You got to have a conversation with it.
Is that what he was saying?
That's what he said. He said, you got to talk to it. He also said American cunt.
Yeah. He's saying that
smells different and smells worse.
Interesting. So he's saying that American cunt is worse because...
I guess it's better having conversation back.
So the guy would rather have conversation.
Yeah, he was all about talking. He's like, you got to talk to it. You got to get to know it.
Oh.
And, you
so
know.
So he sounds like a nice guy. He's just bad choice of words.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I don't know if there was a language barrier, if that's why.
Everybody knows cunt, though.
Right. Everybody does know cunt. Yeah. So.
I mean, the British invaded every country, and I feel like that's like, you know how Christopher Columbus came over here and brought like all those diseases?
Yeah.
Imagine like the British went to all their countries that they invaded and just brought cunt.
Just the word cunt.
Yeah. Like Gandhi in like one of his speeches, like when he initially wrote it, it said cunt in it. But they were like, Gandhi, like you can't
say cunt.
You can't say cunt.
Yeah. But that's, he was, we left shortly after that, but. Yeah, that was all he had to do, is tell us, you got to talk to it. So next time, you know.
Talk to the cunt.
Talk to it.
Yeah.
Imagine there. What are you doing down there? Shut up. I'm talking to your cunt.
Yeah,
what'd
come
you call
on.
Me?
Oh, so this Not guy, you. I mean, is he saying, when he says cunt, is he speaking about vagina or
yeah,
the,
no, yeah, I think
the
he
full
means,
lady?
It was tough. It was tough to decipher, but.
I've heard that most American cunts really like to smack their lips a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And talk. Where do you think the term "where do you get off" came from?
Because
there's a lot of places where that could possibly come from. Because there's like, if you're on the bus and you go, or the train, you go, where do you get off? Or if you're coming,
right? Where do you get off?
Where do you get off?
Not behind the dumpster.
Like when I was a kid, if you asked me where do you get off, I'd say on that oak tag.
Yeah, I don't. That's a very good question.
Mm.
Why? What do you get off? See?
What, I mean, it is.
Behind the dumpster?
Yeah. It's obviously meant to be a, like, where do you, who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are? Where are you coming from? I feel like it's a bus.
You think so?
I feel like it might be a bus thing.
Yeah, because it was probably like, oh, you're from that neighborhood. Because you got an attitude like
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah.
Where do you get off?
Where do you get off?
Yeah.
Oh, from down under the bridge there, see?
Yeah, probably.
I bet Robert Moses. Built New York, so you wouldn't live in my neighborhood. Everyone's just really racist in this.
Yeah.
It feels racist. I feel like every old-timey saying...
is racist.
Really feels racist, if you think about it.
Everything is racist.
Uh-huh.
A little. I'm not sure where to go with that.
Neither do
I. I have a movie idea to pitch to you. Get back to basics, right?
Playing the hits.
So, I have an idea... movie called Hooks and Ladders.
Oh, okay.
Hooks and Ladders, right? Me and you.
I just want to clarify. It's hooks, but you're pronouncing it hooks, right?
Okay. Hooks and Ladders. So me and you, my name's Dimitri. Your name is Neftali.
Oh, yes.
We own a hookah lounge. It's called Hookah Brother Up. That's the name of the hookah lounge. And we... fall onto hard times, and we both become firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Hooks and Ladders comes into play.
Okay.
Right? So, we I really don't know much besides the play on words. But we become firefighters, and then we realize that the firefighters are trying to get our hookah lounge shut down. And now we're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Right. Do we have some building violations? Or
I don't know.
Just,
no.
They just don't like us personally?
No, they're getting bought off by another hookah lounge.
Oh, okay. So it's a dirty... There's not a lot of movies out there about corrupt fire departments.
Or hookah lounges getting fucked over by the man.
Right. That's true. Yeah. So this is interesting.
That's where we come into play.
I feel like
this
a lot
is
of the
niche that we're trying to...
I feel like a lot of the dialogue is us going, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That'd be fun.
Dude, I mean, there's a corner market that we need to hit, like hookah lounge movies that no one's ever made a hookah lounge movie. And I was in an Uber one time, and this fella talked my ear off for about 20 minutes about hookah.
Mm.
And he's an Uber driver. He's not just some fucking Joe Schmo.
Right.
You know? And he was a Lyft driver, actually, so it makes him even more of
he's an elitist.
Yeah. And so, like, it was a 40-minute car ride, and we didn't talk for 20 minutes. And then he sees a hookah lounge, and he goes, "You ever been to this place?" And I go, "No." And he goes, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Yeah, this hookah lounge right here. Have you ever been to that hookah lounge?" I'm like, "No, I don't really do hookah." Then he talked about hookah for 20 fucking minutes. And if you don't think that guy's paying $16 to go see a movie about hookah, You're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to make this movie.
And it's a good crossover because the little bit I know about hookah, I know there needs to be some kind of like charcoal thing going.
Yeah, you put charcoal on top of the hashish.
Right. So right away, I feel like we're expert firefighters.
Exactly.
Because we're dealing with fire all the time.
If you replace firefighters with people that work at hookah lounges, there would be a lot less fires, I'll tell you that. Because you would be replacing firefighters with these Persians in fucking black button downs up to like mid chest with gold chains. I mean, that would look a lot better than the attire that firefighters. I'm not trying to attack firefighters, but I'm saying if we had a bunch of Persians in wearing Dost and cologne, I don't think we would have any fires.
You imagine if firefighters got off the truck and just really
Armani
tight
exchange?
V-necks.
Yeah.
And just so much gold.
Just imagine them pulling up to a fire in like in a Lexus rather than like the truck. And they're like,
"My friend, what'd you do? You got the fire? Yeah.
Oh, what flavor you want?" People burning. "My daughter, my baby is up there."
Oh, don't worry, they
flavor?
Smoke
what,
too. Yeah.
What flavor you want?
Vanilla.
Yeah, come on. Oh, you want me to put ice? You'll get better smoke rings. Come on. "My baby! My baby's up there!" What the hell was that my problem?
You're just admiring the fire? Oh, those good smoke rings.
Yeah. Oh, you're blowing smoke rings.
This building really like hookah.
Yeah. It's kind of like hookah. I really like the shape.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. What flavor do you want? They're just putting hashish on it.
There's no fire hose. It's just one long hookah.
Hookah pen.
Hookah, yeah.
Dude, that's it. That's how we solve fires. We just get a bunch of Persians in a helicopter to drop hookah. Like hashish
on.
You
also keep saying Persians.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think they're Persian, right?
Well, Persia is not like, hasn't been a country, I think, for like
because they're all
long
over here
time
running hookah lunches.
But I think it's just generally what the Middle East used to be, Persia. I think most of the Middle East was at a time Persia.
Yeah, Prince
but
of
I'm,
Persia.
But I'm not as much as a history buff as you.
I know. Yeah, well, I played Prince of Persia, and I also saw the Jake Gyllenhaal movie, so I know
pretty much everything.
Yeah.
It would be funny to refer to all territories in the world now as what they were thousands of years ago.
Mesopotamia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I guess
Ottoman Empire.
We wouldn't really know where we stand there. It would just be
colonial.
Yeah, it'd be colonial. That's because we don't have a lot of documentation, I guess. I mean, I guess we could find it as to like be like I guess what like Cherokee.
Well,
or like Iroquois. I think Iroquois was New York.
In New York, yeah, like the island and stuff like that. And then the Adirondacks, right? That's a Native
American. Those are mountains for sure.
But they're Native Americans too, aren't they?
I don't know, actually. Well, we don't get taught that in this country.
Yeah. Whose fault is that? We need more Native American teachers.
We do.
Stop drinking and gambling and teach. we're having fun.
It's New Year's. Yeah. You know? It's New Year's.
But I don't know if I made my point clear, but the way we stop fires is we have a helicopter, a Mercedes helicopter, hover over a building.
Which is also Uber helicopter.
Yeah, doubles
as Uber helicopter.
We have a Mercedes helicopter or like a Lexus helicopter, drop hashish on top of a burning building. And then in another Lexus car, we have like three Persians hooking up a hookah hose, which would basically be a fire hose, to the building. And then they just smoke the building out.
Can I make one amendment?
Yeah.
Instead of a Lexus, we would need, I guess, several cars to pull up.
Yeah, or an Audi.
Can one of them be like a Suburban?
Yeah.
But it's also one of those Suburbans that has like the lights inside.
Yes.
So it thinks it's like a party bus, but it's just a Suburban.
Yeah, with the stars on the top of the roof. Yeah.
So instead of a siren, you just hear house music.
Yeah.
Blaring down the
And so you know they're coming. You know, the hooks and ladder.
But no one moves at the stoplight, so it's like, my friend, get out.
Come on, what do you, fuck asshole?
And then it's just, every day I'm shuffling.
Yeah, every day I'm shuffling.
I don't know why that was my first pull.
Yeah.
I don't listen to
I don't really know too much.
Yeah, RIP. But no, that would be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I don't really know where the movie could go, but I think we just solved fires.
I think that would be it. It would be them taking over the police.
The fire department.
The fire department. Yeah.
Listen, my friend. We're shaking things up here. No more Irish, all Persian.
All Persian.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think. There needs to be like a rival, aside from the fire department that clearly has issues with this. The other guys in the firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those mix in the firehouse.
Yeah.
I want to get a barbershop involved in this.
We definitely could.
I want to get a barbershop involved.
Yeah. Well, those would be like Persians too, or no, they're like Russian Jews.
Yeah, you know what,
same accent though,
right?
Friend. Well, actually, you know what, I think like
a lot of chest hair involved
in chest hair on both sides. I think that Russian Jews also do hookah lounges.
I think so.
Yeah, not sure though.
Yeah, I'm not
I haven't been to a hookah lounge since I was like 16.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's you're not missing much.
They're very popular around this neighborhood.
Yeah, they're popular now for some reason, because like Drake smokes hookah.
Yeah, it's so funny to me. I like hookahs, like the kids love hookah these days.
Doesn't do anything.
It's like, but you can't smoke cigarettes.
Hookah is worse for you than cigarettes.
It is worse than you.
Even though you're not supposed to inhale hookah.
And they're not as, it's not as cool.
It's not as cool.
It's not as cool.
Yeah.
You never see a cowboy smoke hookah.
Imagine that. Imagine John Wayne on horseback. He's like, I need you out of this town. Today.
That got me thinking about how I don't think I've mentioned this on the show before, and if I had, it's probably one that we cut. But who cares? Nobody listens.
Yeah.
I walk past a barbershop every day when I leave work.
Yeah.
And it's called like Skull Fade or something.
Skull Fuck.
it's called Skull Fuck. And
come in here.
Apparently, there's multiple locations because I mentioned this to someone. They're like, "Oh, I used to go there," and I'm like, "What?"
They have so much
booze in there. It seems like their main sell is that you can get a haircut and drink, which is not uncommon. I've been in a barbershop that like has booze out and like whatever. And usually it's around the holiday, like, oh, you want a shot? Like whatever.
Yeah.
But I walked past and there was a dude just drinking a Heineken.
Yeah.
And you know when you have hair all over your face and mouth? You know how you just really want a Heineken?
Yeah. A Heineken Zero.
Yeah. I need a non-alcoholic beverage to get more hair in my mouth, please.
Yeah. Was the guy drinking Heineken while he was like cutting hair?
Yeah.
Damn. That's skill. With a buzzer?
No, not the barber. The guy getting a haircut.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Crushing Heineken lights.
Yeah.
While which is just so funny to me.
Yeah. That is very funny.
Like I feel like we're one step away from just like eating a full course meal while getting a haircut.
I think I would rather drink something with hair dropping onto it than eat something with hair dropping onto it.
Because, like, what do you even do at that point? It's like, oh, I got a hair in my food.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to take it back to the kitchen? And then they give you another plate that just
has more hair on it.
Has someone else's hair on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hair gel.
They just sweep it up and they bring it into the kitchen. Yeah. And they sprinkle it on top like cheese.
Yeah.
But that really threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
Lupus. The skull fade barbershop.
Skull fuck barbershop.
Don't sue us, I guess. Imagine they found this and it turned into a whole war.
That would be awesome.
We just got an army of barbers showing up to my apartment.
Yeah.
My friend. Throwing scissors at
us. What do you do for school? What are you doing for school? Huh? You have girlfriend? Huh? That's how they argue with each other. Look at you. I've seen you. I see you all the time. You don't know you don't have girlfriend. What? I have girlfriend? You don't have girlfriend. What? You're in school. What? I'm not in school. Well, you said you were in school last time. I'm not in school. What? Do you not have a job? What? Do you have a... What? Oh, this guy. Hey, what? Do you not have a job? What? Do you not have girlfriend? What do you do for holidays? What? Do you not have a school? What? Do you not have a job? What, do you not have a girlfriend?
Yeah, you notice all of our characters are just different ethnicities asking different questions.
Yeah.
last episode was just Italians asking questions in a different way.
I forgot what that was. When was it like, you hear this?
This is what I tell.
This is what he says.
This is what he says.
You hear what he says? Imagine them going at each other. What, do you not have a girlfriend? What? You hear what he says?
I really want someone to like find us and call us racist just because all of our like jokes about groups of people is just them asking questions and accents.
I don't think it's racist.
No, it's not at all.
And there's millions of different raced barbers.
Right. They do all ask a lot of questions, yeah, though.
I've never been to a black or like Dominican barber, though.
I went a couple times.
Yeah. Did they ask you questions?
No.
Yeah.
There was a language barrier there.
There was.
Great fucking haircut, though.
I'm sure. Yeah. I got a haircut at a Dominican place one time, and it was a fantastic haircut, but I really, really did look like I did not look like myself.
No, that's when I used to get my hair cut real short.
Yeah.
I used to get a good tape up, whatever, shape up, whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Skin fade.
I watched Jersey Shore when I was 13.
Skin fade.
Yeah. Something like that. And it looked awesome. And they, I do remember leaving one time. I asked them to do like my beard, and they cut my beard in a very not white guy.
Yeah, very
way.
Dominican way. Did you have the points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had like points, and then like the mustache was really thin.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just didn't feel like me.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked great.
Yeah, I'm sure it looked fantastic,
but it
like,
didn't fit my face well.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to be a child with pencil on. Like a beard.
Yeah, you have to be like Greek or like Italian to like be white and pull that off.
Yo, yeah.
I can't pull that off.
I just don't have enough hair on my face to make that work.
Yeah.
Like I see all those barbershop TikTok videos and like it all looks sick the way that like they pull it down and like they do a real fade so it gets like longer as it goes down.
Yeah.
Can't do that with mine.
I think that what we can do is make a movie called like The Yearn for the Barber or something like that. And it's like leaving your barber to go to like a Russian Jew barber or something like that, or a Middle Eastern barber. And then you go to like a different place, like a Dominican place or something like that. And you get a better haircut, but they're not asking you like, well, you don't have a girlfriend? What do you do for school?
Right. So they need to make a barbershop where the guy cutting hair is elite.
Yeah.
And then there's just another guy there that talks to you.
Yeah, that would be the best thing.
That would be the best thing.
But I don't want anybody to talk to me.
That's true.
It's almost like Miracle on 34th Street, or it's a Wonderful Life.
Right, you'd have a whole experience, and you know that happened to me once where I lost my barber.
Mm-hmm.
He just disappeared.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
You lost him. Yeah,
and then I found him again like 2 years later.
Yeah,
and then after two haircuts, he was gone again.
Ugh, this guy.
But I think he had a drug problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because a friend of ours went and got a haircut from him, and he was like, it was awful, and he was like shaking the whole time.
Oh, shit. He's probably like a drunk.
He had some really cool tattoos, though. He had like tattoos of weed.
Oh!
And then he had another tattoo of weed.
Oh, shit.
So he was like, he was a pretty
dual
sick
weed.
Guy.
Weed
pretty,
square.
Pretty sick guy.
Yeah.
That's... You
know, I think that... I was going to say something about barbers. I don't know how much longer we could go about barbers, but hold on.
I love how even though we're from New York, I feel like sometimes we talk about like things around here as if we've only watched movies based in New
York. Yeah.
But without the whole like glam of we just moved here from like Ohio with all of our parents' money.
Yeah.
It's not like this is the day in the life of me and like I go to the bodega.
I'm going to the bodega and two E's, bodega.
And I get a bacon and an egg and a cheese.
On a roll, salt, pepper, and ketchup.
And this cost me $15 because I moved into a neighborhood. Yeah.
And they're going to harvest on me because I have no idea what I'm doing.
So we don't have any of the glitz and glam of that. We just have, like, we just watched, like, I don't even know. If there was, like, a New York version of Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a good fart. Didn't pick it up.
Ah, damn it. I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, it's a squeaker. It was a squeaker.
Okay.
But that's it. I saw on the, I was thinking about this and then coincidentally on the news, not on the news, on Twitter. So I didn't fact check it, but allegedly Hooters is rebranding. I
saw that because millennials aren't into boobs anymore,
which is like, I mean, boobs are tight.
I love boobs.
Boobs are pretty sick.
Boobs are fucking awesome. It's 2-for-1 special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually got to pay extra for that.
Yeah. Right. So what are they into now? Butts?
Fortnite?
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they have some of the Fortnite characters are pretty hot.
Yeah, they got some,
I don't really play.
They got some pretty big cans.
Yeah, nice boobs.
And
how do we get America back? How do we get kids back onto boobs?
I blame I blame the almond milk and alternative milk source.
Yeah.
Surge. Because what we're saying is titties,
they don't do it all.
They just don't cut.
They're not
it
as good as you think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come that organic isn't good anymore?
What, tit milk?
Yeah.
What do you mean anymore?
I don't know. I don't even really drink.
When's the
milk.
Last time you drank tit milk from the tap?
Like 2008.
Oh. Your mom's?
No. Ugh.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not a freak.
Did your mom breastfeed you?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't really. I have a real blurry memory when it comes to that time of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't even remember like sucking on a tit?
No.
Hmm. I don't think I was breastfed either. But I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to do some research into that.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, Hooters is so weird to me. Like, I don't even really like titty bars that much.
I've never been to one.
It's, I just feel like it's dated.
Yeah.
And it's expensive.
Mm.
Actually, the first time I went, the only time I went to a titty bar, there was a UFC fight on at the same time.
Yeah.
And there were these dudes that were just at the bar just to watch the fight.
Yeah.
And they're like, so they were going out that night, and it was like, oh, you know what we should do? We should spend $25 for a Bud Light. And watch the UFC fight and not look at any
boobs.
Of the naked women.
Yeah.
So weird. It was like if there were like two gay guys who were like, let's have the straightest night out possible.
Yeah.
Let's watch a fight at the strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just felt weird. It felt weird while I was there. I didn't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah.
And I was just there. And I just didn't really care for it. So Hooters is really weird to me also because I understand before porn. Like, you'd want to go and, like, I guess, like, you know, women didn't dress, I guess, as they do now.
That's
so you
scantily.
Wanna see, yeah, so you want to see, like, hot women. But I've never been, like, eating chicken wings and been like, you know what I'm missing right now?
Boobs.
A fat pair of tits in my face.
Yeah. Neither have I.
And vice versa. I've never had tits in my face and be like, you know what I'm missing right now? A saucy plate of chicken wings.
A decent, an okay plate of chicken wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, no, I don't. I've been to Hooters like 2 times, but it was like when I was young. I was like 14 when it's like, dude, we have to go to Hooters.
Same, like I used to like love the idea of it, but I also feel like I only liked it because like, yeah, the idea of tit.
Right.
I feel like it was just because I watched movies that were like Hooters.
Yeah. I don't know. I go into these places, and I mean, I've never been to a strip club, and I rarely go to Hooters. And it's like, I just feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I went to a Hooters in Florida one time, which is like ground zero for Hooters. And there was just an old dude in there. And he was just like sitting at the bar alone, waiting for a Hooters waitress to talk to him. And it's like, I mean, they should get paid more than doctors with some of the shit that they have to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you have to eat Hooters. Like, that's your lunch. Hooters, disgusting.
It's not good food.
No,
it's not good food.
But I mean, good for them.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah, If I had a pair of milky tits, I would work at a Hooters. I'm shocked that the way the world is now that there hasn't been men at Hooters yet.
Yeah. Just really tight. I couldn't work there either, though. I don't have a big enough. I'd have to put a tube sock.
I could work at Hooters. Oh, no. I mean, just Hooters, like same things that are dragging you there, like tits and ass.
Oh, but you have tits.
Yeah. but I have tits. I have a nice enough ass where I could probably pull off working at Hooters.
I think I could pull it off just for my ass. Yeah. It doesn't really show in my pants, but if I wear something tight enough.
Yeah.
I got some nice shape to my butt.
Yeah. That's all it really takes. And then you got to call the patrons like sweetheart, but you're just like have a beard and you're like, hey, sweetheart, what do you, eyes up here.
Not sexual at all.
Yeah.
All business.
Yeah. And you like sit on some dude's lap while he orders food.
What do you want, some chicken wings?
Yeah. Come on, guy.
Let me take a
seat. Stop staring at my tits, bro.
Oh, kid. Yeah. Guy. Yeah. Come on, kid.
You know, my butthole can wink. So what do you want? Fries are free.
It's just really aggressive.
Yeah.
It's not sexual at all.
Stop looking at my tits, bro. Come on, dude.
That should be our diner. When we open up a diner, it's just
male Hooters.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. It's called Hooters. I was bowling with my family the other day, and they have an arcade in the bowling place that I usually frequent. And they have this football game that I've went there a few times with my friends, and like I don't know why we were even there. Like, we couldn't even get like a lane. But I was just so hooked on this football game. I think I spent like $100 on the football game when I was playing it just to break the record. And I could not fucking break it. It was like 220 points and I was trying to break it. And then I'm there with my family. I'm playing and I'm fucking putting a lot of money into this fucking thing. And I'm throwing the ball and I get to 200. 200 was the old record. So I get to 200. I'm like, fuck you. I think I said, motherfuck. I turn around and a girl that I dated when I was like 12 years old walks behind me. She's like, Rob, how are you? I'm like, hey. Like, hey, how you doing? And I'm just by myself in a children's arcade playing football. And I'm like, hey, like, how's it going? She's like, I'm good. I'm just here with my family. I'm like, yeah, I also am. I'm just by myself right now trying to break the record. And then she walked away and she was like leaving. And then the next time I played, I broke the record. 220 on your fucking head. 220 stands there right now. I just couldn't put my name in. But it would say Rob Bo.
Might have to marry her.
I might.
Gotta find
her. I was hoping that she would stick around and watch me break the record. I think she's like engaged or she's dating some dude.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore if you see that. I was hoping.
Can you imagine that?
That's what.
You go to the wedding, the graduate. You're like breaking up this wedding.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, does anyone have any issues? Yeah. And it's me. And she, Rob.
Yeah, and I throw a football
You throw a football, you hit him right in the
face. It says 220 on it. Yeah. She goes, you broke the record, Rob.
I did, that's baby. What I was waiting for. Yeah.
I broke it. I broke it, baby.
That's a movie that would have come out in like 1987 and went straight to video.
I wouldn't even say 1987. That's like an Adam Sandler like 2003 movie that would fucking crush.
It's just a guy. She was just waiting for the guy to
break the record.
Break the record.
Yeah.
And it would be called Breaking the Record.
Yeah. Breaking the Seal. It's called Spiral.
It's called Spiral.
Yeah.
Do you you have any, so it's New Year's. This will be our first episode of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No, I broke that record. So I really don't have much. So I'm kind of just living. I'm playing with house money right now, just in life.
Yeah,
I just, I did everything. That was my main goal. That was going to be my New Year's resolution, is to break that fucking record. And I broke it a day after Christmas. So.
And you're on the highest notes.
I'm on the highest of highs. I'm thinking that I just, hold on, my Apple Watch. Hello? 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 I got an Apple Watch, not to break. This is taking it all in. So, hello? Okay, so I just, no, read me what I just said. Siri, read me what I just said. Not going to do it. I'm on the highest of highs now. So, I don't really have much. I'm probably just going to drink myself to death because it's like winning the lottery. And then after that,
there's nothing else to do.
There's nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do.
Except I'm going to have to pay for Coke and not, I don't do Coke, but I'm going to have to pay to drink myself to death. Whereas if you won the lottery, you don't really have to pay for it.
Right. It's just but, free.
Yeah. So short answer, no. I have no New Year's resolutions as of right now. What about you?
I too don't have much. I'm not a big New Year, New Me guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking I could mix things up. I was thinking about becoming a DJ.
Yeah.
And my DJ name would be DJ Average Dick.
I like that. It's fitting.
And sometimes. It's just sometimes, right. Sometimes it's just it right. also just kind of pops out.
Yeah. It happens. Yeah.
But that's it. And then I don't know what kind of music I'd really play. It's DJ Average Dick.
Mm.
Probably like...
Average stuff?
Yeah, probably average stuff.
Yeah.
Just Story of a Girl by 9 Days. That's the only song I play.
9 Days?
Is that
the name
of the
Three
band?
Doors Down?
No.
Who's 9 Days?
I don't know if it's 9 Days, but there is a nine in the name. But just... and I could play Three Doors
Story
Down.
Story of a Girl?
Yeah.
This Cry is to River. Story That's of Three Doors Down.
That is not Three Doors Down.
Yes, it definitely is.
No, it's not.
It 100% is.
I will bet you $300.
I right bet. Now. I'll ask my Apple Watch right now.
Hello, Siri. Hello, Siri.
You fucking bitch.
Women.
Siri, answer me. Riddle me this. Fuck. It is Three Doors Down.
It's not.
It 100% is Three Doors
Down. You want me to?
Look it up. It is Three Doors Down. It's Rob Thomas.
Absolutely by 9 Days, you piece of shit.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
That's Three Doors Down.
It's. I mean, there were a lot of bands
Who's
back then
in that
were
band?
Just... No.
Nine
nope.
Days? No one?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, probably like Tom Green. I don't fucking know.
Tom Green. Yeah, he probably is.
The, to be fair, there's a lot of bands back then that were just Three Doors Down.
It's just a multiple of three. That's their... Yeah.
So I'd probably play a lot of that. I could play Kryptonite by Three Doors Down.
Ah, yeah. You should be a DJ that only plays songs by bands with multiples of three. Baha Men, there's three of them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's name a better hit
yeah,
right there.
3 Days Grace.
The dogs out. 3 Days Grace.
9 Days.
9 Days.
12 Angry Men.
Just the movie.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. Three's Company.
And Three's Company. That'd be a banger. Yeah. If that came on,
yeah.
I was at a rave, I guess. I don't know what people go to, kids these days. I could probably
11 Marry 3.
I could probably book a few 99 Luftballons.
That's a multiple of three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably book a few children's birthday parties.
You definitely could.
Now did you have an idea about how we could increase our
Yeah, so I've been watching a lot on Reddit. I follow this page called Took Too Much. It's basically people like taking too much drinking too much or taking too many drugs and stuff like that. And there seems to just be a trend where people are taking some drug, I don't know what the hell it is, but they get naked and they stand in the middle of the street. And I saw a video where this guy was on whatever drug it is. He was standing in the middle of the street. There was a child.
Who's taking the picture?
Someone, whoever's in like their car or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And this dude was legitimately trying to pull his dick off. And that got me to pay attention. So I'm thinking that, and I think we're on our last leg to try to get, you know,
pretty
some
much,
views
yeah.
now, Brian. I think we just have to start getting naked and going in the street and trying to rip our dicks off.
I mean, my dick barely works as it is. I mean, ripping it off might give me help there.
It's like having a skin tag. Just fucking cut it off. You know?
And, I mean, and then hopefully it comes back.
Yeah.
We regenerate.
Well, everybody knows. Yeah. Everybody knows that, you know, Geico or geckos. We share, like going back to our episode with Ilya, where we share DNA with
animals. Yeah.
We have the DNA of a gecko for our penises where you pull it off and you.
Do you know that if men could do that?
I would do that all the time.
Well, men would do that every day.
I would do that.
Multiple times.
Dude, if I can pull my dick off and throw it at someone and it would grow back, I mean, that would be... Do you know how much fun that would be?
There'd be so many dicks just in the street.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you know, like the first war would have been that. It would have been people pulling their dicks off.
Football would be with penises.
Yeah.
Everything would be with penises.
The flags in football, it would be always challenging. That's a red dick on the field.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's a good time.
You want to have some room tone?
Yeah, why not?
All right, that felt good.
Yeah.
That felt good. So you made it this far. Follow us on all the business. Give us a good old rate review. And, you know, new year, new, I don't know, I guess listen to this podcast.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not a big New Year's guy.
Neither am I. I think New Year's is overrated.
Yeah, it is. All right.